Next individual is, let's say, Bree Kemp, 434.
Request of Bree Kemp to address council regarding downtown safety from the perspective of a woman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to testify before you today. My name is Bree Kemp. I'm 38 years old, and I moved to Portland from Chicago in 2010. I live downtown with my husband just four blocks from City Hall. I'm not fond of public speaking, but recent events have compelled me to come here today to share my experience as a woman living in downtown Portland. I no longer feel safe in our city, and I am no longer proud to be a Portlander because of the condition of our downtown streets and sidewalks. 2 years ago, I was assaulted on my way to work at Southwest 6th and Clay Street. Out of nowhere and unprovoked, a homeless man approached my car, reached in through my window, and grabbed me by my hair. Terrified, I had no other option than to step on the gas to get away from him, losing a handful of hair in the process. This has left me nervous to the day. During my wedding reception in late 2016, a panhandler spit on one of our out-of-town guests because our friends wouldn't give this person money. They were terrified, having just read about the fatal stabbing near Coin Tower by a transient a few weeks prior. Recently, walking downtown with girlfriends, an aggressive woman, obviously on drugs, approached us and began making obscene gestures and statements. We said nothing and made no eye contact, but she continued to follow us for several blocks. This is just one of numerous such experiences of general harassment by street kids, sidewalk campers, and other unhinged individuals that seem to be everywhere downtown these days. It's a shame that as a taxpayer living in Portland, I no longer feel like these streets and sidewalks I help maintain are mine to use safely. Every time I walk downtown, I literally am making tactical decisions about my walking path to avoid sidewalk campers, shopping carts, piles of trash, human excrement, needles, and crazy screaming people. I applaud Mayor Wheeler's efforts to increase police staffing, and I'm appalled and disappointed, along with all of my friends, that there seems to be little support for this initiative from the rest of the council. It's clear there isn't enough police to enforce basic public safety. Portland street populations seem to be growing unchecked, and from the experience of my friends and I, they are becoming more aggressive, violent, and unpredictable. I am happy to support efforts to provide housing and social services for those who legitimately are in need. But compassion that is misdirected helps no one. As a city, we need to distinguish between those who need help and others who abuse our goodwill. My parents taught me, help those who help themselves. The first and foremost duty of elected officials is to provide safety and rule of law for citizens. I insist that our streets and public spaces be restored as clean and lawful environments so that all residents can enjoy them equally without fear and without concern for their safety. I speak today on behalf of all my female friends and family in Portland. Please, I implore you, support the mayor's proposed budget that will allow for hiring of more police officers and give those officers the tools they need to restore basic public safety.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next individual.